It's 9:35. Good morning. You're listening to NPR's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public. It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardeners Supply. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Charlie, I'll often grab the frozen packs of edamame or lima beans. I love both of those things. I didn't know that we could grow them here and that these types of beans actually really thrive in hot weather. Can you tell us more about them?
Yes. You know, this is the time, you know, late June, to get those hot-loving beans out there. And edamame and lima beans and yardlong beans are three of the ones that I grow that are really great. They're unusual, different flavors to them, but they need the heat. And you got to get them growing fast and quick because as soon as it starts getting cool towards end of August, September, they kind of shut down. So the first one is the one you mentioned, the edamame or the green soybean. This grows up like a bush bean would. It has pea-like pods on it that are furry, but inside are the beans that you eat. And you usually have two or three of them per pod, and they will go until probably early August, and then they all seem to mature at once. And so we end up freezing some, eating them, you know, using them up pretty quickly. When we're done with them, we just chop the plants down, and then we put in a fall crop like kale. So it's actually a nice succession crop. The way to eat edamame would be to steam them in salted water, and then once the pods are soft enough, you can squeeze them, and the bean pops right out. It's a fun thing to do with kids and grandkids, or big kids, I guess, too. You just shoot the beans right into your mouth, and they're delicious. Of course, you could use them in stir fries and other things as well. The lima beans grow in a similar way. You want to get a bush variety like the Ford Hook 242 or the Henderson Bush. Those are two heirloom varieties. They grow like regular bush beans, but they need even more heat. So for them, I would even suggest growing them in black plastic or putting them under a tunnel of some type so you really can get a lot of heat on those plants so they mature quickly. When the pods start turning a little bit different color from the green, that means the seeds are ready to eat. You can just go ahead and make some succotash. And the third one is actually a pole bean. It is a yard-long bean. It grows up like a regular pole bean, and it has two beans that can grow a yard long, but I harvest them when they're about a foot long. They grow in pairs, very romantic bean. They grow in pairs on the plant, and I grow one called red noodle, which is burgundy-colored bean. It's thin, it's delicious, it's really nice, great in different kinds of Asian recipes, but it's another one that once it gets cool at night, it starts yellowing and it's done. So if you're looking for some hot beans, these are the ones to go for.
Cool. Question time for you, Charlie. Willa writes in with a critter question. Willa writes, I'm trying to train a couple of climbing roses up a gorgeous dead branch I found, but chipmunks keep eating the buds. What can I do to make those buds taste terrible?
Ah, those chipmunks. Well, you could try a whole bunch of home remedies, you know, cayenne pepper, vinegar, mint, garlic, any of those sprays, anything with a strong pungent flavor to them. That might deter them. I would actually lean more towards a commercial product. I use plant skid to keep deer and rabbits and woodchucks and a whole bunch of other critters off of our plants, and it seems to work pretty well. It's based on blood meal and slaughterhouse waste. It has a horrible smell when you first put it on, but after a day or so, it dissipates, but the animals still smell it. So I would go out there and treat those buds right now as soon as you can, and in the future, try to do it even earlier. That way they won't get used to coming to find your roses.
This next question from Rick in Plattsburgh, New York. Rick writes, I've got a cherry bush here on Cumberland Head. We planted it 10 years ago. In the past few years, white blossoms have appeared, followed by a blight-like condition. The leaves start to wither to a yellowish hue on the branches, and then it's accompanied by this hardened, transparent-like substance that appears on random branches. Any idea what that might be and how to remedy that?
Well, it could be blight. It could be bud blast or botrytis blight, which is something that the wet springs that we've been having, especially this year, might have attributed to. And that's why the flowers dropped like that. And that's why you're getting that oozing substance. Something like that you want to spray before the flowers are actually open. So a neem oil, a copper sulfate, something of that type would be a protective spray to put on the plants maybe next year before they start flowering or when they're in the bud stage. And that might protect them so you don't have the problem next time around.
If you've got gardening questions, then send them to us so Charlie can try to answer them. Gardening@vermontpublic.org. That's gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.